好，我们要准备开始了。我们要准备开始了。大家都拿到讲义了吗？就是下周的家庭作业。好像这边麦牧师这个Do you think you need a new battery? No, that one seems it's about...是不是需要换电池了？看看，没有，他让他们可能需要换电池了。
All right, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。主啊，我们为你的良善感谢你，为你的话语感谢。当我们学习你的话语的时候，求你给我们清醒的头脑，让我们的心对你敞开。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now it works.
现在这个话筒终于工作了。
I once read a book about prayer.
我有一次读到一本关于祷告的书。
That said something very convicting to me.
对我来讲，这个讲的话让我很信服。
It said,
他这么说的。
If someone could listen to your prayers for a week,
如果有人能听你一个星期的祷告，
they would know very much what your relationship with God was like.
他们就可以知道你和神的关系是怎么样的。
And I thought about that.
然后我就想他说的这个话。
You see, they said, what we ask for in our prayers is what's most important to us.
常常我们在祷告中向神所求的就是对我们最重要的。
And so I thought, what do I ask for in my prayers?
所以我想我在我的祷告中向神求什么呢？
Do I ask for a close walk with God?
我是想求跟神更亲近吗？
Do I ask that God will use me to win my neighbors to Him?
我有求向神求，神借着我让我带我的邻舍信主吗？
Do I ask that I will be more like Christ?
我有没有向神求我更像耶稣基督？
Or are most of my requests?
哦，或者是我最多请求的就是
that God will take care of me.
神会照看我，
make me comfortable.
让我很舒服。
Help me to have a good life.
帮助我有一个美好的生活。
What we ask for when we pray is important.
所以当我们祷告的时候，向神所求的是很重要的。
The writer said,
这个作者说，
What we say in our prayer shows what we think about our walk with God.
当我们在祷告中所求的，其实就是我们跟神同行的这个过程中，我们所思想所看重的。
And again, I begin to ask.
然后我又开始，我要再问大家。
When I spend time praying, do I praise God and thank God and worship Him?
当我在祷告中间，我是向神祷告，感谢神，赞美他吗？
Or is most of my prayer a to-do list?
或者我的祷告就是一个要做事情的清单。
God, please do this, 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 and this.
说神啊，请你为我做这个、那个、这个。
I'll be back tomorrow to see how you did.
然后明天早上我再来看看你有没有做到。
Tomorrow.
然后第二天呢？
Thank you, God, you did this one.
说谢谢神，你帮我做了这件事。
This one, yes. God, let me give you one more day on number three.
神啊，再给你一天时间，请你把第三项帮我完成好不好？
Four, you really need to work on that one, God.
第四项，神，你真的应该努力点去把这件
事完成。What we pray shows our priorities and our relationship with God.
的祷告显示了我们跟神的关系中间我们的优先次序。
When you are reading Paul's letters,
但是当你读保罗书信的时候，
and you come to a prayer,
你来到保罗的祷告，
always stop,
你就停下来，
and plan to spend a day on that prayer,
你就决定要花一天的时间来看保罗的祷告。
Because the prayers show you what is important to Paul.
因为这个保罗的这个祷告显示了对保罗来讲什么是重要的。
I used to always hurry across the prayers.
当我每次读到保罗祷告的时候，我就很快的过去。
Because when I read a book, I want something to be happening.
因为当我读书的时候，我只是想知道里边到底发生
了什么事情。And so I skip all of the conversation.
所以呢，我一般读书的时候，他们彼此那个角色之间的对话，我就会跳过去。
So I would read Paul's letters, and I would come to the prayer, and I would just skip on because I wanted to know what he was telling me to do.
因为呢，当我读到保罗祷告的时候，我就会跳过去。我因为我想知道说神想要我们做什么。
And I have learned that the prayers are so important in showing me God, Paul's relationship with God.
但是现在我知道的保罗的祷告是非常的重要，它显示了保罗和神之间的关系。
And so today we are looking at a prayer.
所以今天呢，我们是在看一个祷告。
Now, last week we did not get the homework to you.
上个星期我们没有把这个家庭作业给你。
And so we're going to do today a little different than we have been doing.
所以我们今天的课呢，跟以前会稍微有些不同。
Because I can't really ask you, did you do your homework?
因为我今天没法问你们是不是做了家庭作业，因为上星期没给你们。
So the handout you have for today is for this morning.
所以呢，刚才的讲义呢是今天。
I'm not giving you one for next week.
我下个星期要给你，没给你们家庭作业。
Because next week I'm going to interrupt Ephesians and have a lesson about Easter.
因为下个星期呢，我就不讲那个以弗所书，我要讲这个复活节。
And then next week I will give you homework for the following week.
然后下个星期我再给那个四月份最后一个星期的做家庭作业。
So that's why I could give you homework in the sermon this morning.
所以呢，今天早晨呢，我给大家的家庭那个讲道的时候，给大家的家庭作业是。
Because I knew there would be no homework from Sunday school class.
因为呢，那个是跟我们的主日学是一样的家庭作业。
So you have the prayer up here. I want you to be able to see it as we talk.
当我们讲的时候，我希望大家能看到保罗的这个祷告。
And I'm going to do a little different than I've been doing. We're just going to kind of work our way through this.
所以我们就这样一句一句的看下来。
Now, I told you last week
上个星期我给大家讲过
that this prayer starts in verse 1.
其实这个祷告呢是从第一句
Go back to verse 1.
所以请大家回到第一节。
For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles.
因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的。
And then he stops.
然后他这时候就停下来了。
He started his prayer.
他开始了祷告。
And then he stops.
然后他就停下来。
And he remembers he wants to say something else before he prays.
在他祷告之前，他想起来，哦，我还有别的事要说。
And so from verse 2 through 13.
所以二到十三节。
Is an interruption.
那是一个中间一个插入一个打断。
It's telling what he wants to say to the Ephesian church, what God wants to do.
他就告诉以弗所教会说神想要做的事情，他先插入这个。
And now in verse 14, he resumes his prayer.
现在14节呢，他又重新回到他的祷告。
I always kind of wonder how this looked.
我总是在想这个到底看得像什么样子。
You know, did he get down on his knees in verse 1 for this reason and start his prayer?
然后我就想保罗是不是刚开始跪下来祷告说因为为此、oh. 因此
Now assuming you Gentiles know the gospel that God gave me and then he gets up and he starts talking
然后他又想起来说哦，我假设你们这个外邦人是知道福音是什么然后他又从站起来开始讲、这个、
Verse 14 now he's back on his knees to pray again
然后他又讲这个福音是什么然后第14节他又跪下来祷告
I don't know
我不知道当时情况是怎么样
But 14 picks up the prayer
但是14节开始他又从祷告
For this reason
他因此
Now, I told you last week, what do we do when we see that phrase for this reason?
上次我看到给大家讲过说如果你一旦看到因此这个词我们要怎么做呢
We look backwards.
然后我们就往回看。
When we look backwards, we're back to what we saw last week.
当我们往回看的时候我们就看到上个星期我们所讲的。
He is praying for them.
他在为他们祷告。
And the reason he is praying for them,
他祷告的原因就是
we saw last week, starts back in chapter 2, that God has created a new body, the church.
我们看到在第二章神创造了一个新的一个义体。
The reason he is praying for them in verse 7 is he has been made a minister by God's grace for them.
第七也是第三章的第七节他是造神的恩赐他做了福音的执事。
And I think the reason he is praying for them is in verse 13.
我觉得他为这他的祷告的这个因此这个原因就是在十三节。
He doesn't want them to lose heart.
他不想他们就是丧胆。
Because of his suffering. He wants them to know this is for your sake.
他不想因为他们所受的患难就丧胆他要让他们知道说这是你们的荣耀。
And so, that's why he is praying.
所以现在他就是因为这些原因他祷告。
And then he begins his prayer.
然后这时候他开始了他的祷告。
As we read through this, I'm going to ask you to look for some specific things.
当我们读他的祷告的时候，请大家来注意一些东西。
For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father.
因此，我在父面前屈膝。
From whom every family in heaven and on earth is named.
天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
So, who is he praying to?
他在向谁祷告？
To the Father.
他是在父面前。
And what does he tell us about this Father in verse 15?
在第十五节，他告诉我们这个父呢，他有什么？他有什么特征？让我们这个父，这位父是谁呢？他是创造者。
He's the Creator.
因为这位父是创造宇宙万物的主宰。
Every family on heaven and earth is named from him.
天上地上的各家都是从他得。
Yeah.
Okay. 他说这个是我们有他，因为我们有是他的孩子，所以我们有他的名。
In the ancient world, naming represented authority.
在古代的时候，如果这个人能够命名什么，就表示这个人是有权柄。
When Adam is given authority to name all of the creatures,
所以当亚当有这个权柄去给地上各样的活物取名的时候
he's got dominion.
所以那意味着他有这个统管的权柄。
We do the same.
我们同样的。
None of you were given the right to name my children.
你们都没有这个权利老给我的孩子取名字。
Number one, I didn't know you back then.
第一个是大家根本不认识大家。
And number two, you're not their parents.
第二个你不是他们的父母。
Naming is authority.
所以呢，这个能取名。
He's saying, I'm bowing my knees before the Father.
他说我在父面前屈膝。
He is the one who has authority.
他是那位有权柄的。
Jump down to verse 20 and you'll see more about this one that he's praying to.
然后在二十节跳到二十节，他有里边更多关于他的这个祷告。
And this is the end of the prayer, but it's very important, so I want to put it right here.
这个是祷告的结束，但是呢非常重要，所以想大家看这个。
In verse 20, what do we know about this God that he's praying to?
然后这个第二十节讲到说，我们所祷向的祷告的这位父，他有什么呢？Powerful.
He's powerful.
第一个他是大有能力。
How powerful is he?
神是有多么有能力，多有多大的能力呢？Yeah, it's beyond our imagination, our thoughts.
He can do far more than we can even ask. Or imagine to ask.
他就是说这他会可以成就超过我们所求所想的。
Now that's important.
那个是很重要的。
You see, if you ask me after class,
如果课后你问我
for a dollar,
你问我要一块钱
I can do that.
我可以的。
If you ask for $5, I can do that.
如果你问我要五块钱，我也可以给你。
But pretty quickly, we're going to get to the limit.
但是很快我们就到了这个极限了。
Of what I can do.
我能为你做什么?
And even sooner, we'll get to the limit of what I'm willing to do.
然后也更快的是我到了我愿意做的这个极限。
So don't ask. I don't want to lie here.
所以不要了，我不想有一个人排队。
But Paul, when he prays what we're going to read today,
但是我们今天读保罗的祷告,
and he's going to ask for some things that seem impossible.
他所求的好像看起来是不可能的。
And you realize what he prays,It seems unbelievable.
你看到他所祷告的好像真是难以置信。
And so he encourages them by saying, now I want you to know who I'm praying to.
他鼓励他们，他是这样说。
He is the Father.
他是父。
He is the one who named everything.
他是取对命名世上的万物。
And he has the power to do more than we can even think.
他有这个能力去做，甚至超过我们所能够想到的，我们所求的。
Everything we can ask for.
我们每样所能求的，所能想到的。
And then some things that we can't even imagine asking for.
甚至有些东西是我们想都想不到要去求的事情。
Now here is what is important to that in that for us.
那个为什么对我们重要呢？
How many of you have ever prayed for something?
有没有我们曾经为什么事情祷告?
You asked for it.
你求的。
And God did not do it.
但是神没有做。
Several of you?
Yep. 有很多。
Okay. So have I.
所以
Now,
继续。
When that happened, here's what I want you to think about.
你向神求了，然后神没有做，那会有两件事情。
According to this,
根据这个祷告
，Was God able to do what you asking for?
神有没有能力去做？有没有这个能力去做你所求的呢
？You agree?
对，神有这个。
Now that creates a problem.
但是这个就带来一个问题。
I ask him.
我向神求了。
He could have done it.
他有这个能力做。
And he didn't.
但是神却没做
，right？
是不是
？I thought about this yesterday。
我昨天就在想这个问题。
I had prayed for something。
我已经为一件事情祷告了。
I really felt like it was the right thing for him to do。
我也真的是觉得这个神是一件神应该去做的事情。
And I found out。
但是我的结发现的是
，he didn't do it。
神没做。
And I'll be honest, I was a little upset。
我就是很坦诚的说，我是有点。
And I was crying yesterday. God, why didn't you do this?
我就说神啊，你为什么这样做呢
？And then I remember this verse.
然后我就想起来这句经节。
Could he do it?
神能不能做呢
？And he didn't.
他可以做，他有能力。
Now here's what I want you to realize.
我想大家意识到、认识到的是
，At that point we have a couple choices.
在那个点上呢，我们有几个选择。
Option one, because we know he could do it, right?
我们都知道他有这个能力，他可以做到，对不对
？No one has asked for something that he couldn't do.You agree?
我们向他求任何事情，他都有能力做到。
Option one.
所以呢，我们这时候面对的选择是
He just doesn't care enough for us to answer our prayer. That's option.
第一个就是说，他不在意我们的祷告，所以他也不会去回应我们的祷告。
Right?
是不是？他
不在意。It could mean he just isn't that interested in my problems.
所以那也可能就意味着说，他对我的问题他并不在意，也不感兴趣。
And I kind of thought about that yesterday. Maybe he just doesn't care.
我说是不是神就根本不在乎我呢？不在意呢
？But look at what it says up there at the top.
但是看看我们上面的第他保罗开始的祷告。
Before the Father.
他说是在父面前屈膝。
Now how many of you in here are fathers?
多少我们中间有爸爸
？If you're a father，
如果你是爸爸的话
，you want to take care of your children， right？
你做爸爸，你肯定是想要照看好你的孩子。
If you're a father and you don't want to take care of your children， there's something bad wrong with you。
如果你是爸爸，但是你却不想照顾你的孩子，照看好你的孩子，那肯定是
See me after class and I'll recommend a counselor。
肯定你有些问题，那你可以课后我可以给你介绍一个心理学谈师。
He is our father。
他是我们的父
亲。And he is a much better father than any of us.
他是一个比我们中间所有的父亲都好的父亲。
And so option one can't be right.
所以呢，这个选择之一呢是不能成立的。
The reason he doesn't do what I ask him to do cannot be because he just doesn't care.
神没有去做我让他求他做的，并不第一个是不可能是因为他不在乎我。
But the truth is,
但是这个
真相是 sometimes that's kind of what we're tempted to think. He just isn't listening.
但是这个真相是我们很多时候会这么想，我们就觉得好像他不在意。
Can't be. He's our father.
因为他是我们的父亲，他不可能不在意我们。
So if it is not A that it's impossible for him.
第一个，那不是因为他做不到。
He's too weak.
也不是因为他太软弱了。
It's not B that he just doesn't care.
他不在意我们。
Then that means if he doesn't do what I ask him to do,
所以呢，他不去做我们求他去做的。
It is because
是因为
he knows better for me than what I know.
他知道什么？他比我更知道什么对我最好，更好。
You see, if my son, when he was a little boy,
如果我的儿子小的时候
sees a beautiful bottle of poison in the hardware.
他比如说看到那个卖那个商品店里边有一个很漂亮的瓶子，但那个瓶子里装的是毒药。
Now my son was very adventurous.
我的孩子很喜欢冒险玩。
So you know anything he would see, he would want to take the top off and taste it, and you know see what.
他看到任何东西，他都想把那盖子打开，然后尝一尝。
And so if he says, "Daddy, would you please buy me that bottle? It looks very pretty."
他说：“爸，你能给我买那个瓶子吗？那看上去好漂亮啊。
”Can I buy it?
我能不能有没有这个能力去买那个瓶子呢
？Yeah, I have enough money.
当然，我有那个钱。
Do I care about him? Yes.
我在乎不在乎我儿子？我当然在意我的儿子。
But I know better than he does.
但是我可比我儿子知道的
更多。That what he is asking for is not good for him.
他所要的对他来讲并不好。
And so I will say.
所以我会对他说。
No, I'm not going to give you what you asked for.
我不行，我不能给你所要的。
And he might say like we sometimes say, you don't love me.
但有的时候他们可能就像我们说的，你一点都不爱我，你没钱。
But the reason God says no,
神说不的原因是
is because he does love us.
他的确爱我们。
He can do even more than we imagine asking for.
他所给能成就的超过我们所求所想的。
And so when he says no,
所以当他说不的时候，
he is doing it for our good.
他这样做是因为了我们的益处。
I hope you'll remember that when you pray and you don't get the right answer.
所以呢，当你没有好像祷告没有蒙应允的时候，我希望你能够记住这些。
I hope I will remember that when I pray and I don't get the right answer.
所以呢，我也希望我自己能记住，当我祷告的时候，好像没有得到我所想要的。
I have quoted this before in here.
我在以前给大家引用过。
Memorize it, because I'll probably say it again.
也记住，可能我可能还会再说一次。
But Dallas Willard says.
就是魏立德。
We are his children.
我们是他的孩子。
And what he does in our life,
他在我们生命中所行的
is exactly what we would want him to do if we knew as much as he knows.
就是如果我们能够像他那样子全知道所有的事情，我们为自己所选择的道路，所为自己生命中所希望发生的事情，就会跟他所期望的是一模一样。
If we knew.
如果我们能够像他那样
What he knows,
我们能够像他那样知道
we would want him to do,
我们就会希望他在我们生命中做
what he is doing.
他正在做的
Last night, Sue and I were at the funeral of a former student.
昨天晚上我跟我太太去参加一个以前学生的葬礼
39 years old,
39岁
4 children,
四个孩子
His wife is expecting another child in September.
他太太九月份又要生小孩了。
Killed in a sudden construction accident.
就是那个建筑工地上的一个意外事故就死了。
Tuesday, we went down to the airport to pick up his mother.
星期二我们去飞机场接他的妈妈。
And we're talking on the way back.
当我们回家的路上。
And I thought of what Dallas Willard said.
我就想起来这个魏立德这个作者所写的
To me,
对我来讲
nothing about this makes sense.
这完全是没一点都没有意义
How can it possibly be good to lose the father of those four precious little girls?
这个四个孩子的爸爸就这样一下子就过世了，这怎么会是一件好事？
How can this be good?
这怎么可能是好的呢？
But he is a loving father.
但是他是慈爱的父亲。
And if I knew as much as he knows,
如果我能像神知道的那么多
I would want what he does.
我就会向他要他现在正在做的
That I think is terribly important for us to remember.
我觉得这对我们来讲是难以想象的重要
Because if we don't remember that, we end up going back to assuming either that he can't do it.Or he just doesn't care enough about us to do it.
所以，如果我们没把这个深深的真的是刻在我们的心里，我们就会回到原来的选择，就觉得说，或者神没有能力，或者神不爱我们。
When God doesn't do what we ask,
当我们神没有去做我们所向他所求的
，we have to remember verse 14.
我们要记住第十四节。
He's our father.
他是我们的父。
And we have to remember verse 20.
我们也要记住二十节。
That he can do.
他可以成就一切。
Even more.Than we imagine.
成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
Okay, so that's who he's praying to.
所以这是我们所祷告的。
And I hope that as you pray, you will remember that.
所以我希望在我们祷告的时候，我们能够记住这些。
That instead of becoming angry and disappointed with God when he doesn't do what we ask.
不是，当神不做我们所求的时候，我们对神失望，对神生气。
That we can say.
我们可以说。
God.
神呢？
You know more than I know.
你比我更知道。
And so you are doing what is best.
所以你做的就是最好的。
I was with a man one time who we had prayer together.
有一次呢，我有一个朋友，我跟他我们一起祷告。
And at the end of his prayer, he finished his prayer something like this.
所以在他祷告结束的时候，他是这样子结束的。
Now, Father.
他说啊，父啊。
You know more than I know.
你比我知道的更多。
And so if I ask for anything that I shouldn't have asked for, please ignore me.
如果我向你求一些我不应该求的东西，你就忽略我，别听我的。
And if I didn't ask for something because I didn't know to ask it, just please do it anyway.
如果我没有去向你求一些我应该求的东西，就求你还是去做。
And I thought,
还是你求你给我。
What a great way to pray.
哎，我说这个祷告也太棒了。
God, I think I know what I need.
神啊，我知道，
And、
我好像觉得我知道我需要什么，所以我向你求。
But God, you know more than me.
但是神啊，你比我知道，比我自己更知
道。And so maybe I ask for something that really isn't good for me. In that case,
所以
don't do that.
所以呢，我向你求的可能是对我并不好的，所以你根本就别听我的。
And God, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
神啊，我也不知道明天会发生什么事情。
And so I may not have asked for some help that I'm going to really, really need.
也许我就忘了向你，没有向你求，我真的是很需要的这种帮助。
So if God, if so, just go ahead and add that onto my list.
所以如果我没有求的话，也求你把这个放在我的祷告事项上。
I don't often remember to pray that, but when I do, it's a great way to end your prayer.
所以呢，我有时候常常忘记这样祷告，但是如果我记得这样祷告的话，真的是一个很好的结束祷告。
Okay, so that's who he's praying to.
所以呢，有第二项祷告。
Now, what is he asking for?
第二个问题，他就说保罗祷告的是向神求的是什么呢？
And in this prayer, it is real easy.
在这个祷告中是很简单的，他向神求的。
Because Paul kind of puts it in a list.
因为保罗好像是列了个清单似的。
And it, each item on the list starts with the word that.
他就那个祷告是说，求他使。
I hope it does the same thing in Chinese.
No, it's different word.
Okay, all right. So stick with me, trust me on this one then.
就是相信我说的是对的。他有个英文是 that, 但中文是不是这么翻译的。
If you have that little clicker thing, I would like to point my red light.
我有那个激光笔可以点一下。
So I am praying, verse 14 and 15.
第十四节、十五节说，所以我在父面前屈膝祷告。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
That according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit.
他就是说求，这是一个祷告，按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
I don't usually use it. Sorry, today I need to.
因为今天我不太会用这个荧光笔。
So what is the first thing he's asking for?
所以保罗求的第一件事情是什么呢？他说，按着神丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵。
To be strengthened.
叫你，就是他第一个所求的就是。
With power through his spirit.
靠着神的灵，我们心里的力量刚强起来。
A couple things to notice.
要注意到这里边有几件事。
How are we going to get this power, this strength?
我们的力量从何而来？怎么样得到这个力量？
Yeah, but how is he going to give it to us? You're right.
神如何把这个力量给我们呢？神是
through his spirit.
是借着圣灵，借着他的灵。
Now that's important, and why it's important.
那个是非常重要的。为什么重要呢？
If you read John 12 through 20 this week,
如果这个星期你把约翰福音，你读约翰福音的十二到二十章，
you're going to come across Jesus teaching about the vine.
你会读到就是耶稣讲到葡萄树的这个。
And he's going to say, I am the vine, you are the branches.
他就主耶稣说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
And without me, you can do nothing.
离了我，你们是什么也做不了。
Everything we do as Christians.
我们作为基督徒所做的每件事情。
Every bit of our spiritual life.
我们的属灵，我们的灵命中的每一部分
comes
都来自于
through our connection to the vine
来自于我们跟这个葡萄树的连接
and every bit of our spiritual power
所以我们所有的一切的属灵的力量
comes through the spirit working in our inner being
是在于在我们心中所工作的圣灵
here's why that's important
为什么这个这么重要呢
we tendto want to be very independent. I forgot the word.
我们都很想那个独立自主。我们的倾向是独立自主。
We like to do it ourselves.
我们想自己做。
My son the little boy.
当我的儿子还很小的时候
，he would be doing something, working on his bicycle.
他就会自己去弄他的修他的弄他的自行车。
He would die before he would say, "Dad, I can't do this. Would you help me?"
他就是宁愿死也不会来问我说：“爸爸，我做不了了，你能帮我吗？”
And I would get really frustrated with him. Why doesn't he ask?
我有时候真的对他很丧气。我说：“怎么不来求我帮助呢？”
And then I remembered.
然后我就记。想起来
that I would die before I ask someone to help me with something.
我也是宁愿死也不愿意求人。
And I thought, why am I so stubborn?
我说为什么我这么固执呢？
And then I remembered my father walking to town to get gas.
我就记住我爸爸有时候到那个镇上去买汽油。
Because he wouldn't ask the neighbor to take him.
他宁愿自己步行去买汽油，他也不愿意求邻居带他去。
And I said, okay, so the stubborn independence of the father is visited to the second and third generation.
所以我就说这个父所犯的这个固执的这个罪呢，真的是从一代传到第二代，又传到第三代。
Jesus knows.
耶稣知道。
We want to be independent.
我们都很想那个独立。
And he says, no.You don't live this life except you're connected to the vine.
主耶稣说，在这个在今生中，你除非跟我连的，你什么也做不了。
And Paul knows we would like to have this divine power.
保罗知道我们想有这个属天的力量。
And go out and do great things.
我们想有这个属天的力量，出去做这个大事。
And who would get the glory?
谁得到荣耀呢？
We would.
我们自己得到荣耀。
Right?
对不对？
Look at what I did.
看看我都做了什么。
God had a bit to do with it, but.Really, I'm the one.
神是做有是有帮我，但是你看我多能干。
And so he says, I'm praying that you will be strengthened with power through his spirit day by day, living in you and working in you.
所以呢，保罗说呢，我是祷告你们心里的力量刚强起来，但是借着住在你们心里的圣灵，每一天靠着他来行事。
And as soon as we try to do his work,
一旦我们想要说想去做他的工
，without his spirit，
没有他的灵
，we fall flat on our face，
然后我们就真的是跌在脸朝前，跌在直扑扑的扑到地上了。
Because he never intended for us to do it without his spirit，
因为神从来就没有说想要让我们不靠着他的灵自己去行事。
Okay, so he prays that we will be strengthened with power through his spirit.
所以呢，保罗祷告是我们借着他的灵，叫我们心里的力量刚强起来。
And now that we look for the next that.
现在我们看另外一个保罗所为我们的祷告就是。
What is the next thing he prays for?
他说基督。
That Christ may dwell in your hearts.
他的这个第二个祷告是基督因你们的信。
Now that one is interesting.
这是一个很有趣的。
Because who is Paul praying for?
保罗在为谁祷告呢？是以弗所的教会。
They are Ephesians. They are Gentiles. They are Christians.
他们是以弗所教会的弟兄基督徒，他们是外邦人。
He's not praying here for unbelievers.
他没有为不信主的人祷告。
Now, we would kind of understand if he is praying for an unbeliever and he says, I am praying that Christ will come and live in your heart.
如果他是为我们可以理解说为那个不信主的人他祷告说基督来住在你们的心里。
But Christ already lives in their heart. They're Christians.
他们是基督徒那基督已经住在他们的心里了。
You see that?
看到了吗？
And he says, I'm praying that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
但是他就说，因着你们的信，基督住在你们的心里。
And I read that and I think, he already does.
但是我就说，是基督已经住在我基督徒的心里了。
That, why is he praying for something that already happened?
他为什么要为已经发生的事情来祷告呢？
I'm not going to pray today, God, I pray that you will give me a good wife.
我不会向神祷告说，神啊，求你给我一个好太太，我已
You know, because it already happened.
因为这个已经发生了。
So then I look at this word dwell.
然后我就去看这个住这个词。
And I talked about this a few months ago in a sermon.
在几个月前的一次讲道里，我讲到过这个词。
But you might have been asleep, so I'll say it again.
也许大家那会儿在睡觉，所以我现在再给大家解释一下。
This word dwell.
这个住
is a word that means to be completely at home.
是，就是说是完全的在家。
To set up house,
就是 一个房子里边，他住。
You live there. It's yours.
就是说，这个房子完全就是你的，你住在里边。
This speaks to the idea of security.
这个住呢，表示是这种有这种安全性、稳固性。
Completely at home.
他在这个真的就是在自己家里。
He isn't going to leave. He isn't going to move. He will be there.
他不会说离开这儿，他也不会搬家，他就住在那儿。
You don't have to think.
你不需要去想。
I know God was with me the last time I faced a problem.
我知道上次我有麻烦的时候，有困难的时候，神跟我同在。
But I don't know about this one.
但是我不知道这一次。
I told you a few weeks ago, I've been reading through the Gospel of Mark over and over this year.
几个月前我告诉大家，我在不断的重复的读马可福音。
This week I'm reading where he feeds the 5,000.
这个星期呢，我又在读到他喂饱了五千人。
Two chapters later, there's 4,000.
又过了两
And the disciples come and say, Jesus, what are we going to do?
他们又面对四千人，这些门徒就问他说，耶稣，我们该怎么做呢？
And I want to say, you dummies.
然后我就说，你们这么笨吗？
Why don't you just read two chapters ago?
两章之前到底发生了什么事情？
He fed 5,000.
他就刚刚喂饱了五千人。
He can handle this one.
他也能，他过去了喂饱了五千人，那这个他肯定也有办法处理。
But the truth is,
但是这个真相是，
He takes care of this problem.
他这一次帮助了我们这个难处当中。
And the next time I face an issue,
当我下次又碰到问题的时候，
What do I do?
我又怎么呢？
Step one, I panic.
第一个反应就是我就开始惊慌。
What's he going to do? What can we do?
我们怎么办呢？他会怎么做呢？
Right?
对不对？我们会
Maybe you don't.
也许你不会。
But I do.
但是我经常这样。
This verse says,
但是这节经文告诉我们，
I'm praying that you will understand that he is dwelling.
我希望大家就是保罗说，我希望你们真知道耶稣是住在我们里面。
You are secure.
是安稳的，安安全全的。
You don't have to be afraid.
你不需要害怕。
He's completely at home.
他是完全。
He's not going to move out.
他就住在那个里面，他不会搬家。
It also speaks, though.
他又从另外一方面，他又讲到。
That part is encouraging, security.
第一个呢是有安全感，这对我们来讲是。
But it also speaks to authority.
另外也说明了这个住也表示这个权威
Because when he is at home,
当他在家里的时候
that means he has complete authority.
他在家的时候他就完全的有权柄
He can do what he wants to do.
他就可以做他想做的
You know, I travel a lot.
你知道我常常出去旅
And usually when I visit and stay in someone's house, they say, make yourself at home.
你有时候待在别人家别人就说哎呀你就在家里像自己家一样
But they don't mean it.
但是他们可不是真是这个意思。
I know they don't mean it.
我知道他们并不真是这个意思。
Because if they got up in the middle of the night and I'm moving the furniture,
如果他们在半夜里起来发现我在把他们家具搬来搬
去 What are you doing?
他们就会说你在干什么
Well, you said make myself at home.
你说你们说了让我在家像在自己家一样。
And I got to thinking, if I tore down this wall, this room would be a lot bigger.
然后我就想，因为我自己家，如果我把这个墙给拆了，那这个房间就会看得大很多。
And I just happened to bring a sledgehammer in my suitcase.
所以呢，我正好我的包里面有一个那个有一个锤子。
They will say, "No, don't make yourself at home."
他们就说，你别把这当自己的家。
Right?
是不是
？But at my own house.
但是在我自己家。
I'm not going to do it.
我虽然我不会去拆那个墙。
But I can move the furniture.
但是我可以把那个家具搬来搬去。
I could knock down a wall.
我也可以把一个墙给挪去。
Why?
为什么？
Because there I am not visiting, I am dwelling.
因为
It's mine.
因为在我的家，我不是就是只是去客人，只是参观一下，而这是我住在这儿。
When Christ dwells in your heart.
当耶稣基督住在你的心里的时候
，It means
它意味着
，He has complete authority.
他有完全的主权。
A lot of Christians like the idea of the security part of this.
我们很多基督徒，我们喜欢这种安全感的这一部分。
But the authority part they don't like.
但是我们不喜欢那个权柄、主权的那。
I know this because I hear them talking.
因为我知道他们是这么说的，基督徒之间有时候。
They start reading.
他们开始读这个
And God's word tells them something they need to change in their life.
如果神告诉他们他们生命中需要改变的东西
and they don't like it
他们并不喜欢这个改变
and they say
然后他们就说
I don't want to change that
我可不想改那个
they're reading about how we should talk
他读到圣经上讲到我们应该如何的讲话
And his word says there are certain things we shouldn't talk about.
然后圣经上讲得很清楚有些话我们是不应该说的
There are certain things we shouldn't watch.
有些东西我们是不应该看的
There are certain books we shouldn't read.
有些书我们是不应该读的
Because they don't make us more like Christ.
因为这些书呢不让我们不会让我们更像基督
And I hear Christians all the time say,Well, yeah, I know it says that, but I like it. I'm going to do it anyway.
就说哦，我知道圣经上是这么说，但是我喜欢那个，不管怎么，我就会。
What's really wrong with it? It's just a little thing.
那有什么麻烦？有什么事儿呢？就那么一点小事儿。
You know what we're saying when we say that?
你知道我们真的是当我们这样讲的时候，
我们在说什么
吗？我们在说。
God, make yourself at home.
我们是对神说，神啊，你在家吧，你就上这个好像在自己家。
But don't move the furniture.
但是你别动我的家具啊。
Right?
是不是
？Dwell in my heart.
你说住在我心里。
But it's still my house.
但是这是我的家，我的房子。
Paul says no.
保罗说不是。
That's not what I want for you.
那不是我想你们
说的。I am praying that
you will
dwell in your heart.
他基督住在你们心里。
And that absolutely every area of your life
完全的绝对的你生命中的方方面面
will be under his control.
都在他的控制之下。
And so if he says,
如果他说
you know, I don't like it when you say those words to your wife.
你知道吗你对你太太说这些话我不喜欢
When you say those words about your husband,
当你在外边这么说你的先生的时候我不喜欢
We will say,
我们会说
Okay, it's your house.
好的这是你的房子
If you want to move that furniture,
如果你想要挪那个家具
You're in charge.
你是老板
If he says, I don't want you watching that,
如果神说基督说我不想你看那个
I don't want you going there.
我不想你去那个地方
We will say, okay, it's your house.
你就说好的这是你的家
You can do what you want.
你在这儿你想做什么就可以做什么
Let's move on.
再我们再往下
All right, he prays that we will be strengthened with power through his spirit.
他祷告保罗祷告我们心里的力量借着基督的灵
He prays that Christ will dwell in our hearts through faith.
基督因着我们的信住在我们心里
What is the next one?
再一个祷告
It's a very long one.
是一个很长的 Understand the comprehend the love of Jesus.
That we, being rooted and grounded in love, will have strength to understand what is the breadth and length and height and depth to know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge.
就是我们能够和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱，这爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的
That's a very long phrase.
便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们这是一个很长的一句话
But here's what he says.
但是他说的是
He says, I am praying
我在祷保罗说我祷告
That you will be rooted and grounded in love.
你是就是在爱里边扎根
So that you can understand
在爱里扎根所以你能够理解
How great, how deep, how broad
是基督的爱又是何等的长阔高深
And you will know the love of Christ.
你也知道基督的爱
And I love this phrase. Listen to this.
听我特别喜欢这一
You will know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge.
你知道这爱是过于人所能测度的
That's a wonderful, wonderful phrase.
那是一个很棒的词
He says, it's too big for you to know.
他说这个对你来讲太大了
But I'm praying that you will know it.
但是我还是希望你能够知道。
And I read that.
当我读的时候，我想到说。
And I thought, that doesn't make good sense.
因为这个爱太大了，你理解不了。我说这个好像不太合逻辑。
If I say to my students.
如果我对我的学生说。
And some of them think I do say this.
有的时候学生觉得我确实这么说了。
I'm going to give you a test.
我要给你们一个考试。
On this subject. And this subject is too hard for you to understand.
这个我要给你们一个考试，但是这个考试的内容呢，这个题目呢，对你们来讲太难理解了。
But I hope you will understand it.
但是我还是希望你们能理解。
They're going to say, you just told us it's too hard for us to understand.
这学生会说，你好像已经跟我们说这个考试的这个方面，就是这个主题呢，这个方面太难了，我们根本没法理解。
Paul says.
但是保罗说的是。
The love of Christ is beyond knowledge.
这个基督的爱是过于我们所能理解的。
And I'm praying that you will know it.
过于我们所能理解，但是我祷告你们能够理解，能够知道。
And I read that.
然后我读了这个，我就想说。
And it seems to me this is what's happening here.
但是对我来讲，他真正想说的是。
Knowledge in Paul is always something experiential.
对保罗来讲，这个知识总是一个是要经历的，能够经历的东西。
It doesn't happen here.
这个理解知识不是只在头脑中。
It happens in our whole being.
这个理解这个知识是全人的。
And he is saying,
他所要说的是
This love is beyond what you can possibly ever experience. All of it. There's more than you can ever know.
他说的是基督的这种爱是远超过你整个全人你所能经历的能体会的。有更多的爱在那里。
But I am praying that you will experience it all through you.
但是呢，我还是祷告。保罗说，我在祷告，就是希望你们能够
经历全人的经历这个。You'll never get to the end of
it. 你从来不会穷尽神的爱。
It's too big. It's too deep. It's too high for you to ever know all of it.
就是这个爱呢，太长阔高深了，是过于你所能够探测、你所能够测度的、能知道的。
But I want you to be completely consumed by it.
但是我希望你能够完全的被这种爱所浇灌，所完全的经历，你全人能够完全的经历它。
And then he says,
然后他又说
come to something that goes back to last week.
然后他又谈到我们上个星期所讲的。
What I told you last week is difficult for me.
上个星期我讲的对我来讲也很困难。
He prays that they will comprehend this with all the saints.
他讲到的是你能和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱。
Remember that we are in a letter that is about the church.
要知道我们读的这个以弗所书是给一个教会的书信，是在教会的这个大环境中写的。
And Paul says,
保罗说的是
the way you're going to know, the way you're going to experience this love,
你能够知道，能够经历这种爱的这种途径是
is with all the saints,
是和众圣徒，跟别的圣徒。
Throughout church history, there have been those who have said, I'm going to go off all by myself. I'm going to build a cabin somewhere in the woods.
所以呢，你看教会历史总是有时候有人会说，我要离开大家，我要去在那个森林中建个小木屋。
I'm going to live in a cave in the desert.
或者我住在沙漠中的洞穴中。
Simon climbed up on a pole way above the, and had a little shelf that he lived on for decades.
有个柱顶上的西门，他爬到一个柱子上，在那个柱子上过了38年。
I'm going to do that, and I'm going to withdraw so I can
have
God's love and know His love.
我要就是说，自己隐退出来，然后能够完全的来体会神的爱。
Paul says no.
保罗说
，Here's how you know the love of Christ.
你是如何知道基督的爱呢？
By sitting down next to your brother,
就是跟你的弟兄坐在一起。
By living life together in the family,
大家一起像个家庭这样一起生活。
And through that,
是通过这样
teach each other the love of Christ.
我们教导彼此基督的爱。
Through that, we experience the love that we know the love that is beyond knowledge.
就通过这样呢，我们来经历，我们真的是来明白超过我们所能测度的基督的爱。
I told you about my student.
我给大家讲了我学生的故事。
This week his wife, his widow.
他的这个星期他的那个寡妇。
Put a note.
他写了一个便条。
About how God has been giving her strength and comfort.
他就说神如何给他力量给他安慰。
But here's what I want you to realize.
但是我想要大家意识到的是
The way God gave her that comfort, she said,
她说神是通过给她这个安慰的途径是
is not through some magical, unseen, mysterious
不是通过一些看不见的一些好像有魔力的一些什么事情来让他安慰他
It was through
而是通过
dozens of church members
通过教会里的这个弟兄姐妹
who came and said
就到他们家对他说
I took off work today so I could be with you
我今天专门休假就今天没去工作就要陪你
What do you need me to do?
你需要我能为你做什么呢
A fellow church member who says, I'll clean your house today.
有一个教会的那个会员就说我今天来帮你打扫家打扫打扫房间。
So you'll be ready for your company.
所以呢我把房间收拾好这样呢有人来看你就你的房间就是清洁的。
A fellow Christian
另外一个教会的成员
who doesn't even go to her church.
都甚至呢就是说都不来他的教会。
Who called her and said,
就给他打电话说
I know you have to go to the funeral home and make the arrangements.
我知道你要去这个叫殡仪馆去准备这一切。
My husband died 2 years ago.
我先生两年之前去世了。
And I remember how horrible it was at the funeral home.
我就知道在殡仪馆那个非常的那个日那个时间是很难的。
I'll take you and I'll go with you.
我跟你一起去殡仪馆。
How do we know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge?
我们如何来知道那个基督那个超过我们车读的爱呢
Through his body.
就是通过基督的身体。
This prayer in Ephesians fits with the whole rest of the letter. It's not just stuck in here.
这个祷告是整个以弗所书的整个的连带的一个有机的联合，而不是说就这样突然放出来。
He has been teaching. I want you to know how important the church is. And now he prays and he says, God, through the church, teach them what they cannot learn any other way.
他就说他前面他一直讲教会的重要性。那在这里他讲到就是说，神是如何，就是通过教会让我们彼此知道这个爱，基督的爱。
Once again, they rang the bell too early.
今天早上这个铃又打得太早了。
So let me just quickly wrap the last that.
然后我们再把最后的那个祷告讲起来。
That you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
And again, this one is impossible.
这个看起来好像也是不可能的。
To have all of the immeasurable God in us impossible.
是让神的这个无限的丰富没有办法测量的这种丰富来充满我们看的是不可能的。
But he says,
但是保罗说
All you are open to receiving,
你所要
he will give you.
你所只要你敞开你完全的敞开你就你敞开多少你就能得到多少。
He wants to transform you completely into his image.
神想要完全的更新改变我们成为他的形象。
Again,
在的最后
to him who is able to do even more than we can imagine
就是他能够成就超过我们所求所想
all of these things that seem impossible
这所有看着不可能的一切的事情
to have the power day by day of the spirit
就是靠着圣灵的大能我们每天都有力量
to have Christ dwelling with complete total authority
就让耶稣完全的完全有主权的住在我们里面
to know the love of Christ that's beyond knowing
去能够体会真知道那个超过我们所能测度的基督之爱
filled with the fullness of God
去被神一切所充满的充满
he finishes this way
他是这样子结束的
nowYou may think all this is impossible.
这个是不可能的事情。
But to him who is able to do.
但是对于他能够成就一切的。
Far more than you even ask or think.
超过一切我们所求所想的。
To him be glory.
愿他在教会里得着荣耀。
And that glory comes, we're back to the theme, in the church.
然后这个荣耀呢是通过在他在教会神得到荣耀是通过教会
and in Christ
然后在基督耶稣里
God is being glorified Paul says
保罗说神得到荣耀
through this body the church
是通过教会
and through Christ.
然后通过耶稣基督。
I would encourage you to pray this prayer.
所以我就鼓励大家来祷告这个祷告。
All week.
这个星期我们都来祷告
这个祷告。I know, I told you no homework. So this one is a homework.
这个星期
This is extra credit.
这个是有额外的分数，这个是我们这个星期的作业，祷告这个祷告。
But I would encourage you to just print that prayer out.
然后更是把这个祷告给。
And pray it every day.
然后呢，活出就是每天的祷告这个祷告。
And to realize.
去意识到。
This is not some mystical, magical something.
这个不是一个好像一个神秘的、不可理解的、有魔力的。
This is what God wants to do day by day in our life.
这是神每日想在我们生活中所成就的。
And if we let Him do that, it should transform.
当我们让他。这样做的时候，在我们生命中做样的事情，它我们就会被改变、被更新。
Dear God, we thank you for your word.
主啊，我们为你的话感谢你。
We thank you for the incredible promises that you have given to us.
我们为你这样的令人惊异、难以置信的这种应许感谢你。
So many times we don't even ask for these things because it seems so far away.
多少次我们都没有这样祷告，因为这个好像看着离我们很遥远。
God, this week,
但是这个星期
would you strengthen us through your spirit?
求你真的借着你的灵来刚强我们。
Would you help us to live under your authority as you dwell in our hearts?
求你帮助我们，当你住在我们里边的时候，我们活在你的权柄之下。
Would you help us to know more of your love?
帮助我们更体会你的爱。
Would you fill us with your fullness?
求你用你的丰富来充满我们，无限的丰富来充满我们。
That the way we live will bring glory to you.
这样我们的生，我们的行事为人，我们的生命就能荣耀你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣宝贵的名。